Vienna's Waiting, written by Georgia Houston Weston, read by Veronica Houston. I dedicate this book to anyone who is in pain. You are not alone. Preface. It may seem self-centered for a 17-year-old girl to write a book that's all about herself. I know there are those who have suffered more, but this is my story. I'm writing it, digging as deep as I can and reliving my darkest experiences, because I feel with all my heart that this will help someone. I'm not the only kid who's gone through this, and I know firsthand that the worst thing of all was feeling alone and lost. If my story can help just one other kid, then I will be happy. If kids in pain can relate to what I went through, I will be satisfied. I need to let those kids know that they are not crazy. They are not alone. Chapter 1. Name and age, please. I close my eyes and grimace, turning my face up toward the ceiling. The fluorescent lights are glaring down on me. I can feel their dirty looks. I clench my fists so tightly, my fingernails make marks in my palms as I tap the counter in rhythm. Miss? The lady behind the desk, whose name tag identifies her as Sue, still doesn't even look up from her computer. Can she not hear the helplessness in my voice? The chattering of my teeth? Georgia Houston? I'm 14. I turn around to look out the glass door. Where's my dad? Okay. GEORGIAHOUSTON, age 14. No, it's Houston. HUSTON. If I had a dollar for every time someone made that mistake, I could buy this hospital and run it the way I wanted to. I could get every doctor here to care about me and to heal me from this mysterious illness. Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Houston. Please have a seat and we will be with you as soon as possible. As soon as possible. Those words mean absolutely nothing to me anymore. Before all of this happened, I probably could look past the vacant stare and the monotone voice, look past it to a promise that they meant. Now I know the truth. The fact is, in half an hour, there's going to be a shift change. 7 p.m. exactly. When the shift change happens, Sue will log off her computer, push her chair in, grab her coat and purse, walk out, and never think about me again. She will walk off and live her life while I sit here in this waiting room, waiting. It's not that Sue does it on purpose or in spite. It's just the way things are. Sue number two plops herself into the receptionist seat, logs into her computer without even looking around the waiting room at the agonized faces, all yearning for medical attention. I want to lie down, but there are armrests separating the long couch into individual seats. I would usually not want to press my face onto the plastic seat where ill strangers' butts have been, but at this point, I don't care. The world is spinning so fast that even though I'm sitting, I feel like I'm about to fall over. My heart is beating so fast, I honestly think I'm going to die, which of course makes it beat even faster. I feel blood rushing into my head, and I cannot focus on one thought at a time. It feels like a million incomplete thoughts are all coming in at once, and it is the most frustrating feeling in the world. My hands and feet are cramping at the same time, to the point where I cannot move them. I look down at the paperwork on the clipboard. A. I cannot make out all the little symbols that make each word. Everything is too blurry. B. Even if I could make out a word, the words combined wouldn't make any sense in my tornado mind right now. C. I can't even hold on to a pencil, much less write legibly. I toss the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?